We really look for anybody in the RAF family in their time of need. So the RAF family, even today, is around about 1.5 million people. You'd think that today's Royal Air Force is around about 30,000 people, with their dependents of about 100,000. But the veteran community is still extensive. There are a small proportion of that community that need help, and it could be just a few pounds to help with top-up for care, right through to a house, depending on the situation of the individual. And we're very happy and proud that we're able to help in that way.
You must need to raise a lot of money to be able to support the families that way.
Yeah, the challenge each year is in the order of £20 million. We find that sometimes our caseload goes down, but the complexity of those cases never seems to diminish. And indeed, it probably increases. People expect more in this day and age than they probably did 20, 30 years ago. So £20 million is a lot of money, but we're fortunate enough with all our body of support to be able to bring in that sort of money each year. We're never complacent. We're always looking for supporters.
I suppose it is ongoing, because a lot of people might just think, oh, it's the veterans from past wars like Falklands and World War II and that, but it's more recent conflicts that can affect personnel from the RAF, like Afghanistan.
Absolutely. I mean, I mentioned 20 million, but actually a disproportionately high spend is on the serving RAF and their families. And I think that reflects what you've just been talking about. I mean, operation tempo over the last few years has been very, very high. And it's not just wounded, injured and sick, but accidents happen to people or illness early in life just as much as late in life. Out of that 20 million, we spend about £3-3.5 million on the serving RAF each year.
So how do you go about raising that £20 million plus that you need per year?
Well, there's a variety of ways that we draw money in. We're still amazed at the amount of legacies we get, and we're very grateful for those. We have investments of our own where we get a return on those investments. The traditional fundraising methods that you'll be well familiar with. And in fact, today, here we are at RAF Odeum on their Families Day. We've got a small stall here, and the number of people that come here and just drop something in the can is so gratifying, and it's great to be here.
And also you've got a bit of a special prize on offer in a raffle this year.
We have. One of our major supporters is Aston Martin, and they very generously have donated a Vanquish S to us at the beginning of the year. And all through this year, we're selling raffle tickets at £20 each, and the car will be drawn on the 8th of December. Somebody has got to win this car, and it's an amazing, amazing prize.
It must be creating a lot of interest.
Oh, it is. The number of people having a photograph next to it is amazing. And it's lovely bright red. The livery, you know, matches the red arrows, and it's red 10. The other 9 have been sold to private investors through Aston Martin, and this one, as I say, was gifted to the fund, and we decided to raffle it to anybody who fancies a chance of trying to win it.
And I know the red arrows, they've been promoting it as well, certainly red 10.
Oh, they have indeed. All the air shows we go to, if they are here or if they're with us, they'll come along, and certainly the commentary when they're doing the display. So they've really helped put some oxygen behind what we're trying to do.
And also here at the RAF Odeon Families Day, you've got another tent just down the road, because you've got some top celebrity chefs in a way from RAF Odeon, Corporal Ian Grimes and his team that won Creme de la Creme.
That's right. They approached us and said they would like to do something for the fun during the day. And naturally, you know, because of their popularity, we thought we'd give this a go. We've never done this before. But just seeing what's happened since they've started selling these things, it's just staggering how many people are queuing up to buy what are incredible cakes. So well done them. We're very grateful to them. And I can tell you from personal experience that they are delicious.
Just going back to the Aston Martin, the raffle, if someone can't get to one of the air shows to see you, to purchase a ticket, how can they purchase a ticket? Because I'm sure they're going, oh, I'd love to win that.
All they've got to do is go online, and it's rafbf.org/red10. You get all the details there, so you can buy a ticket online if you're unable to get out to a show and see it yourself.